Hello, Progheads. It's good to have you back here once again for another Progressive Tracks show. The days are definitely getting shorter here in Washington State. There's a chill in the air, and soon summer will be a distant memory. Regardless of your views on that, we're going to celebrate this change of season a bit tonight. And we'll start with some memories of summer, with a single released concurrently with the 1975 Jethro Tull album, Minstrel in the Gallery. This is Summertime Sands. Summertime Sands from Jethro Tull. That was a single released by the band in 1975, but it made its way onto the remastered Minstrel in the Gallery album as a bonus track. So, it's time to put summer away until next year and get to fall, which is what we're doing with tonight's Progressive Tracks show on KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio.
I'm Jason Rubenstein, and you're listening to Progressive Tracks on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio.
With the end of summer comes some beginnings, and one of those is school for a lot of young people. So here's a tune from Mostly Autumn called First Day of School.
Thank you.
That was Mostly Autumn playing a track from their Dressed in Voices release called First Day at School. Just about everything Mostly Autumn does is great. You're listening to the Progressive Tracks Show with Mike on KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio. That's Port Townsend, Washington and London, England, respectively.
Hello, I'm Gary.
I'm Ralph.
I'm Tom.
I'm Chris.
I'm Matt.
And we are
the Mighty Handful.
And you're listening to
Progzilla Radio,
the UK's only dedicated 24/7 prog station.
As I've always said, nothing says autumn like a little acid folk. No, really, I've always said that. This is a new one from Sweden's Ill Wicker, and it's called Earthchild.
Thank you.
speeds my curious eyes. On that window ledge I lay my cheek in my palms, facing an upturned sun. So I rise in of light, white glittering eye, revealing your own thoughts.
Ilwerker have managed to come as close to the greatness of Comus as anyone I've ever heard. That was Earthchild from their new Untamed release on the Sign Records label. Love acid folk. Especially in the fall. Don't ask me why, though.
Hi, this is Ryo Okamoto from Spock's Beard. You are listening to the Progzilla.
I don't know why, but in the fall, emotions often run high. Or low, as the case may be. Next up is a ballad from Spock's Beard's 2003 Feel Euphoria album called Ghosts of Autumn.
Listen to the whisper of the rain, voices in the mist beyond your window, and you remember days of love she spun a web of chains. Sun.
Such nice keyboard work from Ryo Okamoto of Spock's Beard on that tune called Ghosts of Autumn. Notice how I snuck in that most appropriate station ID before the song? Sometimes things just come together. Oh, and that was, of course, Alan Morse on that wonderful guitar solo. That's from the Feel Euphoria album, the first without Neil Morse in the band. And I won't say any more about that to avoid controversy. You are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station, where we're celebrating the beginning of autumn. And despite the 8,000 miles separating KPTZ from Progzilla Radio, it's fall there too.
Hi, this is Peter Jones from Tiger Moth Tales and Not At All from Genesis. And you're listening to Progzilla Radio. And I think you'll find it's very, very good. Did that work?
No.
Oh.
So it's been a while since I've played any Genesis. How about a B-side release from the Duke album era? It's called Evidence of Autumn, and I'm not sure why it didn't make the album.
She came in like an angel.
Genesis with Evidence of Autumn, the great B-side to the hit Misunderstanding, and a tune that was inexplicably left off of the Duke album. It did later make it onto Three Sides Live, but my source for playing this is the 2007 remastered box set on the Extra Tracks disc.
Hey there, this is Tony from Prog Watch and 101 Dimensions. Well, we've turned another page on the 2016 calendar, and it is September now, so you know what that means? It's time to open voting in the next time period covered by our 50 Years of Prog poll. This month we are voting for the best progressive rock albums from the years 1987 to 1996. The results shows will be broadcast in October. Oh, and don't forget to look for the results shows for the previous period, 1977 to 1986, later this month. Said shows will be hosted by none other than the lovely Emma Roebuck. So go vote, and keep your eyes and ears peeled for announcements on those results shows. Speaking of results shows, if you missed the first two covering the period 1967 to 1976, the ones that were hosted by my friend Andrew Wild, you can catch them online at Andrew Wild, that's all one word, A-N-D-R-E-W-W-I-L-D, .progzilla.com. And remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.
Griffin is one of the unique bands of any era of progressive rock. Here's one that's appropriate for fall. This is Rain Dance. Thank you. Anytime's a good time to play some Griffin. And you just heard Rain Dance. Since it's new, let's spin another one from that Untamed album by Ill Wicker. This tune is called The Charm on Your Chest. More acid folk prog coming up to celebrate fall. No, really, I think there's a tie there.
Portrait of me. token of our love. And I look at the picture now. What could be my surprise? And the motive of your actions, I suppose it's your nature. I stray around in your
Ilwicker is from Sweden, and they've really hit their stride with this new Untamed release, in my opinion. And that tune called The Charm on Your Chest is just amazing music. The Progressive Track Show is a production of KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, but we're carried on Thursday evenings in the U.S., that's Friday mornings in the United Kingdom, on the most comprehensive internet progressive rock station, Progzilla Radio.
Hi, this is Will Mackey from Hogwash. Keep the prog flame alive. Thanks for listening to Progzilla Radio. Enjoy, folks.
Sticking to, maybe not strictly the theme of autumn, but certainly to the mood of this show, I want to end this edition of Progressive Tracks with another acid folk tune, this time from Comus. The album is called Out of the Coma, and this is The Return, as in autumn. The Return from the Amazing Comus. That's off of their Out of the Coma release, which marked the band's return after over 4 decades. And trying desperately to tie that to this show, I'll say that, like Comus, autumn has returned, which was supposedly the theme of the show, and that indeed the Progressive Tracks show will also return next week, with more of the best in progressive rock. Smooth closing remarks. Maybe not. Speaking of remarks, comments about this show go to progtracks@kptz.org. You can check out ProgTracks on Facebook and on Tumblr, and of course this show and previous Progressive Tracks shows are available at progzilla.com. Just search Progressive Tracks when you're on that site. And when you revisit one of the shows, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never have to miss a show. Well, I gotta run. Time's up. For KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, this is Mike, urging you no matter the season, to prog on. See you next week.